1959. Production levels remained similar to the preceding year, increasing by only 500 units to 9,670. This would be the final year Corvette would sell less than 10,000 units annually. Gone was some of the excessive chrome of the preceding year. Interiors in pure black, blue, and turquoise were available for the first time, supplementing the standard red, beige, and the occasional yellow or charcoal hues. Armrests and door handles were repositioned to provide more elbow room. Calibration on dashboard gauges was improved, and concave lenses cut down on light reflection and improved readability. The four-speed manual transmission's new T-shift handle prevented accidental shifting into reverse. Spring rates were tightened to accommodate the weight added in 1958, and rear shock absorber mounts were changed to provide a softer ride. Horizontal slits were added to wheel covers to improve brake cooling. The 283 cubic inch engine displacement and 290 maximum horsepower remained standard. In tests, the Corvette roared from 0 to 60 in 6.6 seconds and ran through the quarter mile in 14.5 seconds. The base convertible listed for $3,875. On the track, Corvette once again won SCCA's Class B production sports title. At the official opening of the Daytona International Speedway, a Corvette was driven at 155 miles an hour. In the shop, the rear of the XP700 was lengthened and exaggerated, and work began on the Serve 1, Chevrolet experimental racing vehicle.